what friends can be. We'll be light as balloons, cows jumping over the moon.
It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning, we are in Bemidji. Now, you need to explain this, Katie. What are we getting into here?
Well,
set the scene.
Okay, so because I'm in Grand Rapids this morning, my daughter, and there was a little bit of a childcare debacle, so she stayed overnight with a girlfriend last night, which was hugely exciting because it's a weeknight.
Right.
I would never in a million years have allowed a weeknight sleepover.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm kind of a stickler about that stuff. So we are, our What's for Breakfast crew, we're going right inside Monica Wells Tahoe with her little busload of kids. My daughter's one of them.
I think, why don't we go around, say your names.
My name's Diana Wells.
Next.
My name's Andrew Wells.
My name's Evelyn Court. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
My name's Ronnie Wells.
And my name is Monica Wells.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you guys having a good morning?
Yeah.
Good. All right, let's do it the same order you said your names. Let's go for, you need to tell, each of us need to, you need to tell us what you had for breakfast, okay?
Okay, I had tortilla and a tortilla with eggs.
Well, okay.
I had a tortilla with eggs.
Oh, wait, now,
did
wait.
You all have the same thing?
Now, did anybody put any, you need to be more specific too, you guys. Like, did you put anything on the eggs or what kind of eggs were they?
They were caged eggs, and I also put salsa verde on it.
Okay, good.
Oh.
So.
And then we had smoothies.
Oh, what was in the smoothie?
It was like this vanilla stuff and bananas.
Okay.
And milk.
Vanilla protein powder.
Uh-huh. Any of the kids drink coffee this morning?
No.
Mom does.
Okay. Okay, good. Now, we've heard just from two. Did everybody have the eggs and tortilla and smoothie?
Yes.
Did anybody?
Except for the mom.
Except for the mom.
Oh, yeah, Monica?
I had herbal coffee, and that was about all I had time for.
I know, moms really do. I always, it's a lot of running around to be the mom.
Now, Evelyn, how was it having a weeknight sleepover?
It was awesome.
Was it hard to get to bed on time?
No.
Well, because I'm going to tell you that your mom stayed up a little too late last night when she slept over at my house.
Oh, my goodness. Mom.
I'm allowed to let my hair down every now and again.
Okay.
So you're all fueled up for the day, you guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
And where do you all go to the same school?
Yep. Yeah.
What school? What?
St. Philip's School.
Will you say it again?
St. Philip's School.
Okay. And what is what's Friday going to be like for you guys? Anything special today?
No, not really.
We're
going to
make fudge.
What? Nothing?
Fudge. We're going to make some fudge.
Fudge? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and they're doing home ec. They go to the big middle school for home ec, and they've made coffee cake and omelets, and now they're making fudge.
Wow.
So,
well, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you guys, what's nice warm weather? This morning?
I don't know.
Kind of.
So, Evelyn, you know, it's just you and me at home. It's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
And you just woke up with a house full of three other kids and yourself and a mom and a dad. What was it like?
Well, we had a tickle fight. we had Andrew coming down into our room at like 6 in the morning. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Who won the tickle fight?
Andrew.
Nice.
Andrew's the younger brother.
He was the one chasing us. We're hiding.
Did you guys, the eggs that you had this morning, are those, do you guys raise chickens?
No, we used to, but we got them from Harmony, I think.
Okay. You do have, how many rabbits do you have?
We have four Flemish giant rabbits.
They're huge rabbits, and they have these huge rabbit cages that are freestanding, and they live in these cages.
Do they have names?
Yes. One of them is a girl, and her name is Daisy, and the other three are boys, and one of them is Aloysius, the other one is Oreo, and the last one is Anthony.
Huh. What's it? What are rabbits like to have as pets?
They're fun, and they, like, hop around, and then, like, what? Oh, yeah, they, like, dig holes.
They dig holes.
Okay. Any other pets in the house?
We don't have other pets in the house, but we have three dogs.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Tell us about your dogs.
We have two Great Danes and one Basset Hound.
But they're outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Heated house. Yeah, and they have these little heated houses.
Heated house. Okay. So they don't interact with the... How do they feel about the rabbits?
They don't really know that we have rabbits.
I bet they do. I bet they smell them. Now, Evelyn, I want to hear about your pets.
I have two dogs, and one's really big and one's really small. And then I have a cat and a hamster.
Oh, do you have a favorite in that foursome there?
I can't really say. I don't want to make the other ones feel bad.
True.
Very understandable. She's a very good pet owner.
Well, that's great. Well, you guys, you made our day today by calling in. We sure appreciate it. Have a great school day. We appreciate talking to you.
Great to hear your voices.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking care of my kid.
Yeah. That is What's for Breakfast. You hear it Friday mornings here on Northern Community Radio.